now bring you Reflections on the Word with pastor and educator Dr. John Vance.
If you're not right with your neighbor, chances are you're not right with God. They're inseparably linked. Isn't that what Jesus said here? If you are not right with your neighbor, chances are you are not right with God. I think John's word sums up what Jesus is talking about. Jesus here is utterly serious about this matter of settling your disputes quickly, lest they grow up into something that you can't handle. Terrible thing. Escalation. My father had a friend. Real name, I never really did know that much. They called him Biggin because he was a very large man, tall, maybe about 6'6", and quite an impressive being. And he worked with my father through the years. He was a few years younger. He passed away a number of years ago. My father, of course, as many of you know, still living and doing fine. But his name was Biggin. Biggin retired from Kelly Axe Factory, True Temper, where my father was a tool and die maker, and he also was a tool and die maker. Well, in his retirement, he got into a dispute with his neighbor over the mailbox. Now, I'm not sure all the details, but it had to do with the mailboxes. They were side by side. And something got out of whack over the mailboxes. Biggin was a professed Christian. He used to pray with my father from time to time. They used to have chapel every day at work. They'd go down for 20 minutes, eat their lunch, and have a chapel. He was there lots of times. But this got into his crawl. He couldn't get it out. He despised the man, and he despised his wife. It started with his wife at the mailbox. And I went home one Christmas, and my father says, "Why don't you go with me to visit this man? He's at home. He's just gotten out of the hospital. You would not believe what has happened to him. He's lost over 100 pounds. He's wasting away. The doctors cannot figure out what is wrong with him, but he is just simply in a psychological state that they cannot figure out." And we went and we prayed for him, and my father, after we were leaving, says, "You know, this is related to his neighbor. I believe it's firmly related to his neighbor." Ever since he got into this rigmarole, this thing which started with mailboxes blown up into a thing that is killing him. You know what this makes me think of? The words that God revealed to Moses, to the people, concerning his commandments. Do these things and live. In the end, it's about your life. If you will not preserve and unite, you will destroy and kill even yourself. Now, we also, I believe, have an instinct for self-preservation. By the grace of God, that's a good one. Self-preservation. Oh, my friend, is not the word of God true? It's wonderful. I rejoiced this morning when I got up and turned on the news to hear that 73% of the people in Iraq are voting. One of the reporters says, "I went to the voting place and one man strolled down dancing to the voting booth. Another person went down singing and doing pirouettes. Another man went down praying and thanking God for what is going on. There was another woman who was there, says, "I meant to come down to vote. My husband's too afraid. I thought if I went out to vote, maybe he would have the courage to come down and vote." Wonderful things going on. A dictator, a destroyer, a murderer has been dethroned. Now, you may not like the way it was done, but no one can quarrel with the fact that a murderer can no longer murder and destroy. That's beyond politics. We rejoice. We rejoice, don't we, when we see the possibility of preservation of life, of the union of peoples. And my friend, you need to pray for that part of the world, for it does have a relation to you. And I tell you this, and I have no doubt, that your keeping of the sixth commandment will not only preserve your life, but it will preserve your neighbor's life. It's a beautiful thing. Amen.
This has been Reflections on the Word with Pastor and Educator Dr. John Vance. A production of Redeemer Broadcasting, we invite you to join us each weekday at this time for Reflections on the Word.